This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Among the many prices that went up in today's CPI report, food away from home, from snacks to meals, increased by just under 1% last month. It's up nearly 7.5% from a year ago, which is a good excuse to check in with Kristen Talheimer Bingham. She co-owns Dean's Sweets, a chocolate shop in Portland, Maine. She's one of our retail regulars and sent us this dispatch.
Business is good. We've definitely seen tourists come through. I talk with people every day from New York, Ohio, Texas, California. The second quarter for us was up 45% over the second quarter last year. And I attribute it to the resurgence of tourism in Maine, to being somewhat post-COVID, but not really, and to our continued work with hotels in the area, and of course, to our website traffic. As far as Costco, everything is increasing. Every time we order custom boxes, the price goes up. Our cost of shipping has increased. Chocolate prices, organic cream, butter too. These costs have gone up anywhere from 10 to 20%. And as another example, I just ordered heart-shaped boxes for Valentine's Day this past week. The price has basically doubled in the past 2 years. We've been able to maintain our staffing throughout the year, which is always our goal, but labor does continue to be our number one cost. To stay competitive and to keep our great team, we have raised our wages significantly. Around here, prices for housing and food and just basic living expenses shot up significantly. So in discussions with a few of our team members, they let us know in the best way possible that in order to keep our business functioning, we needed to increase wages. It was really a very humbling moment, but it was a great discussion, and we very quickly adjusted and felt that it was completely the right decision. Even with the increase in costs, we have not raised our prices, not in any significant way for several years. We're counting on the fact that we can absorb the higher costs of materials and labor because we do have the higher sales volume. Even after the summer is over, we get more and more traffic to our stores. And as for planning, we are doing everything we can to go into the fall as well prepared as possible for the fourth quarter. It really won't be very long until it's hot chocolate season again.
That's hard to believe. That was Kristen Talmeyer Bingham of Dean's Sweets in Portland, Maine.